But notwithstanding, these standards have certain things we call decibels. So, for example, within a hospital, a school, within a residential area, there is a level of noise that you can make. You cannot make noise above the level of, let's say, when a car is passing, that noise that you hear. I do not have the figures offhand right now, but that level of noise is what is meant for around the Flagstaff House, the hospitals, around schools. In the daytime. In the nighttime, it's lower than that. And then we have the light industrial area where we have noise that should be, let's say, when you are cutting blocks, that noise that comes out of there, that level is what is acceptable in the daytime. So even the use of our blenders is a noise maker. But then we need to be looking at sound, which is like a bird chirping in the morning. In the morning when you are asleep and you're waking up between 4:35, that is the serenity that is being recommended.
So how well do you implement or enforce these regulations and guidelines?
We work in concert with the local government. The act that set the local government up, give them the mandate to be in charge of their assembly, the districts, the municipalities, and the metropolitan. And by a bylaw, they are supposed to be controlling those. We come in when it comes to industrial noise. We come in when it comes to standard setting. We come in when we need to monitor these noises so that we can tell whichever community that this is the level and this is how you should reduce it. They give the licenses for people to operate churches. They give the licenses for religious activities to take place. The world has become a world of noise, but that is no excuse because noise actually is a silent killer.
Mrs. Mensah has also been speaking about the effects of excessive noise on humans, plants, and animals.
Impact on planting. And that is why the girls thought it wise and knew, despite the fact that those days there's not been any scientific readings for them, but traditional knowledge made them aware that a certain period is needed for the gestation or germination of the corn. And that is why they put a ban on Brahmin, a ban on noise, so that they could plant their corn and have their pipelage during their homework season.
One other area where we witness a lot of noise has to do with lorry stations and markets. Is there any particular guideline for taxi stations or lorry stations and markets in terms of noise emission?
We tried engaging them as to how they should operate. So that the tow drivers should learn how to call people to board the tow. And the honking and the tooting is another thing people do not know is irritating. And so we have tried engaging the heads of the GPRTU and other transport running systems for them to educate their people. There's a plan in place for this beyond August going from EPA to engage them so that they would also take it upon themselves to talk to the passengers and to let the drivers know the hooting, the tooting, and the shouting is something that should calm down.
On the actions anyone can take against noisemakers, this is what Mrs. Mensah had to say.
The first is having a talk with your neighbor. Now, our churches, some of them would even use this phrase, we are making a joyful noise unto the Lord. But there is some phrase in the Bible that states that if you look at your neighbor's wife, it means you've committed adultery in your heart. The same way, if you make noise, that impact and makes somebody irritable and the person gets angry and the person gets high blood pressure, you are causing murder. We shouldn't think that the Bible is in isolation. And so some of our churches are using this and calling the Environmental Protection Agency and agencies that are trying to bring down noise levels as anti-Christian and that the blood of Jesus will kill us. But this is not it. The noise is making people sick. You know, noise can make a pregnant woman have a premature delivery. Yes, some studies have proven that noise actually makes children lose their focus in class. So it is something which is insidious, which is silent, that we should not encourage in our society. The other one is for the person to write a letter or make a verbal complaint and come and fill a form at the Environmental Protection Agency and to that respective assembly that is there and to the police station. What the EPA does is that they investigate and set up a monitoring system in the night.
P. PRO of the EPA, Mrs. Angelina Mensah, talking to Bubu Klindogo.